having this town hall meeting because this is an issue that has not gone away.
I believe in myself, I believe in the other students, and I believe that if we keep pushing, we're definitely going to make a change. We already are. All of the students from Parkland, they're all making a change. I think change is happening.
I say, if I don't talk about poverty, if I don't talk about race, if I don't talk about gun violence, I have lost no matter the results of the election.
I don't want to live in a world where I go to school and I have no idea if that's going to be me. I don't know, I have two younger sisters, I don't know if that's going to be them. I don't want to worry if that's the last time I'm going to see them.
If they won't act for us, we'll act for ourselves. Students are trying to keep gun violence at the top of the American agenda. You're hearing sound there from town halls all across the country over the last week, organized by students who are part of a movement responding to the shooting in February at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida.
But I want to tell you something. I do have the courage to be here. I am the only Republican.
I think we should have mandatory waiting periods. Everyone's used to the idea of Amazon saying, you know, two-day shipping, and you're going to wait for 2 days. We're all okay with that, so why not mandatory waiting periods for firearms?
Oh, there it is. Don't make me come back then.
Say words! Say empty words to my face!
Some confrontational moments from a town hall in Michigan over the weekend at the end there. According to the Town Hall Project, there were 120 events of this kind across the country over this past Saturday alone. And that's where we start on The Takeaway today. I'm Todd Zwilla. Tyler Scott is a reporter for Michigan Public Radio. He attended that town hall that you just heard a piece of in Oakland County in Michigan's 11th Congressional District on Saturday. Tyler, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me on.
Also with us, Katie Switalski, a reporter with WLRN News in Miami, who also went to a town hall last week in Coral Springs, Florida, just down the road from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, where 17 people were killed in February. Katie, thanks to you.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Katie, let me start with you there in Florida. You attended that town hall last week in Coral Springs, Florida, like I said. What happened?
Congressman Ted Deutsch, who is Parkland and Coral Springs congressman, hosted a town hall with local officials, and most of the questions were asked by Marjorie Stoneman Douglas students. There was a lot of disappointment that Broward County school board members weren't in attendance. They had their own regularly scheduled meeting to attend instead. But the crowd was very energetic. It was a packed theater in Coral Springs. And a lot of the kids were asking questions about mental health, the clear backpack restrictions, more school security rules, but also what's going to happen after summer break and after the town decides really how it wants to harden these schools security-wise.
And did they get any answers from public officials when they asked those questions?
They did get some answers. For instance, Lenore Munoz, she's a graduating senior at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. And she was more concerned about, you know, now that the weeks are going by, mental health resources for students are fading.
It seems like every day that I go to school, there's less and less help. More teachers expect us to move on. There are less counselors, and all of them are in the library. The therapy dogs are gone, basically. There's only a few that follow specific students. And it's right around this time when the shock has worn off and the depression is setting in.
So she actually got a few answers from officials, and they basically told her and other students, you know, there are going to be more resources for you. You can use things like, you know, the Broward County 211 hotline, or wait for us to train more psychologists.
Tyler Scott, let's go to your neighborhood in southeastern Michigan there where you attended a town hall in Michigan's 11th Congressional District. This is Wayne County and Oakland County, just outside of Detroit. What happened at the town hall that you went to?
Well, it was somewhat interesting because the sitting congressman in that district is Republican Dave Trott, and he was invited, according to one of the organizers, Nash Salome, who's a 16-year-old high school student down the road in Canton, Michigan. Trott didn't come. He's not seeking re-election to the seat. None of the Republican candidates who organizers said were invited came either. What we ended up with was five Democratic candidates and a packed room full of people at the library.
So, Tyler, I don't know if that's coincidence or if there's a sense that public outrage over gun violence is actually going to play a significant part in the 2018 elections coming up. You went to a town hall where no Republicans turned up, and five Democrats thought this was a good idea for them to be there.
Yeah, and I don't know. We saw like this in the town halls, like right after President Trump came into office, where there was these town halls where GOP members of Congress either wouldn't come to town halls or would come and they would just face pretty resentful, angry crowds. And that might have been a little bit of gaming because the crowd at the town hall for Novi was mostly, you know, pro gun control reform, pro something needs to be done. So I don't know why exactly GOP members may not have came, but it was a would have been somewhat of a hostile room for them.
And Tyler, what did the Democrats who did attend that town hall have to say?
Yeah, I'll start with Dan Haberman. He's one of the candidates for the race, and he opened up. Everybody gave their opening statement, and he kind of opened up with a nod to Nash, the 16-year-old student who helped bring the town hall together and get it organized, and just said that, like, look, these kids who are caring about these issues are sort of stirring up some attention for it, issue that needs to be talked about a lot.
We are in a time now where we've got such an opportunity to get behind the students who are standing up for all of us. And the technique they're using is brilliant. It's shame. They are shaming these folks who for so long haven't done the easy and right thing to do.
And like I said, most of the crowd was very in support of many of the things the Democratic candidates had to say on gun control reforms. But there was a sometimes vocal contingent of people who seemed to be more pro-gun ownership type of folks who weren't necessarily causing trouble. But there was a sort of interesting moment where it seems like one guy may have been open carrying a pistol. I didn't visually confirm that or was able to confirm that in any way, but there was a sort of a ruckus as people came to the mic to start asking questions at the end. Somebody was standing in line. One woman noticed it looked like one guy was carrying an open carry pistol and was surprised that he had it in the library.
So, Katie, this was sort of an early town hall, and you talked about the Town Hall for Our Lives movement, trying to keep the momentum going for all of the protests and media attention that we've seen. What sense did you get from students there about their strategy of keeping this issue in the news? Because there's always the risk that eventually the media and the attention moves on.
It goes away. So I think these kids in particular are looking to do more for our lives movements. This town hall project for our lives was something where after all of the national March for Our Lives media coverage died down and that event passed, these students said, okay, next congressional recess, when you're back in your districts, we challenge you to have these town halls with your community. So after this and after these town halls, when Congress goes back, I think it's something that Stoneman Douglas students are looking to keep lobbying their local officials. I know, especially in Parkland and Coral Springs, I mean, the Broward County School Board is slammed right now with requests to meet with students and get answers to some of the harder security questions. And Marjorie Stoneman Douglas is a school that has now been, you know, they've had a lot of security changes in the past couple of weeks with a police tower, you know, ID badges, clear backpacks, and students are upset. You know, they want they've found very creative civil disobedience ways to poke fun at these clear backpacks. But what they're really trying to tell the local officials is, you know, listen to what we want instead of giving us your ideas.
Tyler, certainly the issue of the shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School has hit the community squarely in Florida. But what about where you are in Michigan? How has this issue hit home?
Well, it's interesting because in the weeks since that shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, there's been dozens and dozens of threats at schools, kids over social media in a lot of cases or overheard at school making threatening comments. And all of those have been false threats. There haven't been any incidents. But there was a day a few weeks ago where two dozen schools in Detroit alone shut down because of somewhat credible threats or threats that had to be investigated. So the issue of gun violence and gun control in the wake of the school shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas is definitely on everybody's mind, and it's affecting students in a lot of ways, even if they're not thinking politically about what needs to happen in office. You know, it's there. It's in the culture. It's something people are talking about and affected by.
So, Tyler, Katie talked about momentum in Florida and the desire for students to, frankly, stay relevant in politics, even if the media moves on. What about 1,300 miles away in Michigan, where this mass shooting didn't happen in the backyard, but students still want to be relevant in the debate?
Like I said, there was a 16-year-old Nash Salamy who helped organize this town hall Saturday. He was, as far as I could tell, the only student involved in organizing, and there wasn't a big, strong, or present, or vocal group of students at the town hall. But when the March for Our Lives events happened a few weeks ago, at high schools all across Southeast Michigan here, there were student-led marches and protests and students giving speech on the steps of their high school, et cetera. So I think there is a lot of interest. I think it's, students might be trying to figure out how much they care and how they get involved on an individual basis. Nash, the 16-year-old who organized this one Saturday, is super involved politically. On his Facebook page, he's got pictures with Joe Biden and stuff like that. He's been interested in politics for a long time.
And Katie, let me leave it with you as we talk about the future from Coral Springs and your neighborhood there in Florida. Do the politicians and the public leaders there have a sense that the students from Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School, who've become so prominent in the media, are really a political force to be reckoned with?
I really think so. I think it's, the sense that these kids are not going to stop, and whether there's media there or not, they're still going to be meeting with their local politicians and state politicians and calling meetings with whoever they can, because they really think that, and even the graduating seniors, they have a great concern for the current freshmen and the incoming freshmen, those students who are eighth graders now thinking, oh no, I have to go to high school here next year. They're focused more on what can we do for these kids, because we get to graduate, but we need to take care of the ones coming in. And I think that sense is very strong. And I think whether that translates to more town hall meetings or private meetings, you're going to see a lot more movement from these kids as politicians start to really take them seriously.
That's Katie Switalski with WLRN News in Miami. Katie, thanks.
Thank you.
And also Tyler Scott at Michigan Radio. Tyler, thanks to you.
Thanks, Tom.